Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A group of doctors filed a lawsuit today challenging a Tennessee state law that requires children to prove legal status before accessing life-saving care. This year, lawmakers passed a measure telling the health department to share immigration information with the state's division that works with ICE. The health department runs the Children's Special Services Program. It covers health insurance for thousands of severely disabled kids, including about 400 immigrants. The lawsuit argues that children could face irreparable harm or even death if their families choose not to enroll them in the program over fears of deportation. Education advocates are pushing back against laws that censor what Tennessee students can read. WPLN's Camelia Burris tells us more.
Tennessee passed a law that restricts school library content in 2022. Lawmakers amended that law in 2024 to allow books to be removed based on single passages rather than the book as a whole. And as a result, book bans are popping up all over. The recent removal and then return of Alex Haley's Roots in Knox County has many saying the law is too vague. Representative Sam McKenzie, a Democrat from Knoxville, says this lack of clarity is no accident.
And I really think that's the intent of creators of the bill, just try to get everyone to over-respond and say, well, you know, I didn't know they're going to do that, but that's happening.
McKenzie says he supports having age-appropriate materials in schools, but he believes the bill is poorly written. So he's planning to propose new legislation next year that clarifies what is and is not appropriate. Tennessee is among the top three states with the highest number of book bans across the country, according to PEN America, a nonprofit focused on protecting freedom of expression. Many of the banned books touch on sexuality and race. Darren Sadler, a Nashville high school student, says removing these books can negatively impact kids' sense of self.
So when it comes to censorship in books, you know, Metro, we understand that, you know, seeing yourself in the content that you read, it affirms your experiences and your backgrounds. And it affirms, again, that sense of belonging.
Both Sadler and McKenzie are working with EdTrust Tennessee and the ACLU to create policies that foster a more inclusive learning environment. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.